This is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.
Yes, it's time for This Is How We Brew It here on BFM Breakfast, and we've got the lovely Christian back.
Yay!
Welcome back.
How are you, Ehoa?
I'm good. Happy New Year to you guys as well.
Happy New Year. Did you have a good Krimbus and New Year's?
Yeah, it was a very merry Chrysler.
Lovely.
Nice.
And yeah, I was down in the Coromandel for a little bit too, so first time ever in the Coromandel, can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Palmy, so not very accessible from Palmy, but very accessible from Auckland. So, it was lovely. Got a bit of a glow on, so, how good.
Gorgeous.
We love Palmerston North.
Yeah, so do I.
It's awesome down there.
Hometown.
Penorty massive.
the Paradise City is what we call it. But,
yeah, when I got there last year, I was like, wow, I get it.
It was a big summer for 8:30. Some sad news.
Yeah.
Some sad news.
Bloody Meta.
I have come with a massive sob story from the break. Yeah.
Tell us the sob story.
Get your tissues, listeners.
As Millie called him, Mark Zuckerberg.
I did call him Mark Zuckerberg.
Owned him on the radio Monday morning. But look, our Instagram, RIP, the old Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's sort of been deactivated over the break for reasons that remain unknown. As a coffee brand, we're not known for, posting outrageously, anything really, to be honest.
I've never found it offensive.
No. We just post about our outrageously good coffee, that's all. So for reasons unknown, the old account was deactivated. So if you were following us and you noticed that we were gone like you did on the first day back of the show.
Yeah, I was like, where did they go? What's happened?
Trying to tag us. But the new Instagram, 830 Coffee. So all just one word, the one T, as you guys always point out. But 830 Coffee on Instagram. So. Please, 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 pretty please, with a cherry on top, follow us on our new account so you can keep up with what we're up to. And we're just, trying to basically build back. We had like 12,000 followers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, over the years. And the saddest part about kind of losing the account was losing all the memories and all the cool things that we'd posted. We can't even do the 2016 trend because we lost it all. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's a sob story.
This is devastating.
Can you hear the smallest violin on the on the breeze?
The world's smallest violin. That's really upsetting. And I feel like, listeners, this is your opportunity to go and chuck 8:30 coffee a follow. Because I feel like it's a good way to keep up with what, like, little single origin, limited release, limited run coffees you're
new
dropping
merch.
As well.
Yep, new merch, all of that stuff.
New merch.
Plus we're posting some coffee ASMR now the roaster, because it does a really satisfying thing when it's cooling the beans after they
when
come
it
out.
Spins them
round, so we're doing a bit of ASMR there too. Okay. So if you needed that in your life, maybe you didn't know you needed it, but you do need it. So 8:30 coffee, all one word. Give us a follow.
The metaverse can be a stressful place, but I always feel zen when I am watching 8:30 Reels and looking at the feed. It's got a calming presence on the internet that I think we all need.
So give us a follow. Don't do it just out of pity, obviously. Do it because you like the coffee and all that sort of thing. And we've got some big plans for content and stuff coming up. So, give us a follow and, help support your friendly local coffee roaster.
That's the one.
Indeed. And you brought up some beans. We had the classic beans last week, and you brought up organic beans this week. The organic blend.
Yeah, the organic blend. So it's still tasting really good. It was our number one favourite from the end of last year. It's always on the hopper at the roastery.
Oh, yeah.
Plus it's, all organic. So, it's a lovely little number. So it's the sweet caramel, dried cranberries, spices and florals. All of your bases sort of covered there. And it's always good for, it's a lighter roast, so it's always good for, filter brews if that's your thing, or on the espresso machines. So
good cold brew.
Yeah, yeah, it's good for, it's pretty much good for everything. It's a good little versatile number. So yeah, it's our favorite tasting one at the moment. So
yum,
yeah.
Delicious. I like that dried cranberry addition to the tasting notes. I love a dried cranberry.
It's good. A bit sweet and a bit fruity and a bit tasty. So yeah, get amongst it.
Yum. Good
stuff. Should I give it a rattle? That's always
give it a rattle. Go on.
Seeing as we're talking about ASMR.
Ooh,
that was a good little.
That was a good rattle.
Yeah, had
nice
some
work.
We took the feedback on today about the tightly packed bags last year, so maybe that's still got little clips on them. So yeah.
For better ASMR purposes, on
good rattle on the radio.
95 BFM breakfast. Radio listeners, you know the drill. 8:30, one word, one T, your name and your B card number, and these organic beans could be all yours.
Yes, and if you don't win, or you just can't wait until Friday to find out, head to 8:30's website, 830.com. That's one word, one T in the middle. And you can use the code 95BFM to get 10% off your order of beans.
Oh, yeah.
And follow them on Instagram.
Please.
Please follow them on Instagram, please, or Christian will cry. He'll come back next Monday and be like, look, guys, I don't think I can do this again.
Very good. The 830 Organic Blend has beans from Colombia, Peru and Nicaragua. We already had lots of Colombian music last week with the classic blend, so I thought I'd delve a little bit deeper into music from Nicaragua. And something I'm really enjoying about this segment is that I admittedly don't know a lot about some of these countries, and I don't know a lot about Nicaragua, but turns out there was a wave of really interesting music that came out in the sort of 60s and 70s leading up to the revolution, which sort of kicked off in 79. So I've got a much older track from Carlos Mejia Godoy. I hope that's how you say that. And it's called ¿Qué es el Fal? Here we go. Bit of fun.
¿Qué es el Fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo, le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
Compa Juan,
este animal tira todo,
si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
El fal ya desde la entrada tiene la estampa de un gran fusil, metralla de bello estilo, de 20 tiros un magazín. Si aprieto el gatillo ladra, que a 4 cuadras su alcance da, y a 5 cuadras completas una avioneta se puede apiar.
¿Qué es el fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo, le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
Compa Juan,
¿qué hubo la compita?
Este animal tira todo,
si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
Para empezar la tarea, va para afuera su magazín. Y ahora lo cajonero, que no se quede ni un proyectil.
Claro.
Machistas nunca seremos, pero tendremos que proceder. Oh. Quitando el tornillo macho del otro que hace de la mujer.
¿Qué es el fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo, le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
Compa Juan,
¿qué pasó, compa?
Este animal tira todo,
si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
Quebramos el arma ahora, llegó la hora de separar. La laminita del cierre, la masa viene saliendo ya. Retiramos la cubierta y así logramos de sopetón poner a un lado este asunto y aparte el conjunto del cañón.
¿Qué es el fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo, le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
Compa Juan,
¿qué pasó, compita?
Este animal tira todo,
si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
Cuando el tapón de los gases fuera de base lo pongo yo, la varilla y su consorte, que es el resorte sacando voy. Separo el pistón de gases de su resorte matrimonial, y así queden puras piezas esta belleza llamada fal.
¿Qué es el fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo, le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
compa Juan. Este animal tira todo,
si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
¿Para dónde va, Juancito?
A desarmar mi fal, hombre. Ya le agarré toda la movida.
Ajá. ¿Y cómo vas a hacer para lanzar la granadita?
Hijo de la pichincha, si me escapaba de eso, hombre. ¿Y cómo me las arreglo para lanzar las granadas?
Muy sencillo, hombre. Te fijas en el tapón del cilindro de los gases. Ajá. Y con esta musiquita vas de viaje. Aquí te va.
Gracias.
Uy.
Cuando en la parte de arriba vemos escrita la letra A, eso ya te está indicando que estás buscando un tiro normal. Pero si en el mismo sitio GR vemos con precisión, el arma está preparada para granadas al por mayor.
¿Qué es el fal? Preguntó una vez Juan Lindo. Le contestó Gumercindo con acento popular.
Compa Juan.
¡Qué huele, qué huele!
Este animal tira todo,
si le agarra bien el modo, con usted va a charchalear.
Bueno, no te olvides de ponerle el tromblón y regular los gases en los primeros números. ¿Estamos claros?
That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.